Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Is President Joe Biden easing up on his predecessor's trade war with China? Yahoo Finance senior columnist Rick Newman is here for more on this. Rick, is he?
I think he is. So on paper, the Trump tariffs are going to remain in place. We finally got this review of China trade policy that the Biden administration has been promising. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai gave some remarks about it yesterday. And they're going to continue to leave these tariffs in place. But they did indicate they're going to do a couple of things that may ease the tension here. So first of all, they're going to renew this exclusion process that allows U.S. companies to go to the U.S. government and say, look, these tariffs on imports are killing our business. Can you give us some relief here? And then you can say, sure, you're exempt from the tariff. And that could end up being fairly widespread. There's been some pretty good research showing that those Trump tariffs hurt U.S. companies more than they hurt Chinese exporters. So that would be one way around that. And second, some of the analysis out of China this morning that I've been paying attention to, Brian, is pretty upbeat about some of the things Ambassador Tai had to say yesterday. She used this phrase recoupling with China on trade when someone asked if decoupling was in the cards. And she didn't say come right out and say, no, we want to recouple. But she said, maybe we need to think about recoupling. So I think what's going on here is the Biden administration, I don't think anybody ever expected they were going to just eliminate those tariffs because they're not going to make themselves vulnerable to a soft on China charge from Republicans. But I think they are acknowledging some of the problems, legitimate problems with trade that those tariffs caused U.S. companies, and they're going to find a way to address that.
You know, I know you're talking about trade, Rick, but I can't help but also think about the backdrop for all of this. And among other things, it's that China sent a record number of warplanes into Taiwanese airspace over the past 4 days. And, you know, while some of the reception, the official reception of China to some of Tai's comments might have been benign or neutral or even positive, then you have that on the other hand. So I just wonder what to make of the relationship overall and kind of what the U.S. endgame is.
Yeah, so it's all related. And into that pot, you could also throw climate concerns because China is such a large carbon emitter. You could also include human rights issues in the Uyghur provinces in Western China. And the Biden administration clearly is going to focus on that kind of stuff more than the Trump administration did. So here's something I think is important to look for, Julie. So I think China may interpret the trade remarks from Ambassador Tai as a bit of an olive branch. And I think the U.S. government and the Biden administration expects something back. And I think that something back might be, hey, China, cool it on Taiwan. So I would expect that if that's the way China's thinking about it, they're going to stop those incursions. I mean, clearly bellicose incursions into Taiwanese airspace. And if they don't, I think we might see sort of an all bets are off attitude out of the Biden administration. So very clear, the Biden administration could go a number of different directions here based on how China responds. And very important, I mean, let's see if they are flying any airplanes over Taiwanese airspace during the next few days. My bet is they're going to cool it for a little while.
Well said. Rick Newman, thanks so much.